Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Do you ever get the feeling you're spending a little too much time online?
Okay, wait. You also, like, pee with your phone in your hand. Okay. It's insane.
Probably not healthy.
It's insane.
Okay, maybe you're not as bad as me. But a while back, sometime during year 12 of the pandemic, I started wondering if we're underestimating just how much our collective internet addiction has contributed to how not great things feel right now. So I did what one does when searching for answers to some of life's most difficult questions. I started a podcast. It's called Offline, a different kind of Sunday show where we step away from the Twitter-fueled news cycle to talk about all the ways our extremely online existence is breaking our politics, our culture, and our brands.
What am I going to do with this one life? Am I really going to spend it just staring at this all day?
And if cancel culture really existed, why is Mel Gibson working?
The internet is a mess. It's just a mess.
After more than a dozen conversations with guests like Stephen Colbert, Monica Lewinsky, Roxane Gay, Hank Green, Dr. Vivek Murthy, and Chimamanda Adichie, I've learned a lot about how we might be able to live a little better, both on and offline.
What if we all kind of drank a potion that made us all sort of a bit more compassionate and a bit more patient? Would we use social media differently? I don't know.
One of the only things that pulls away from division and partisanship is curiosity. It hooks people in an authentic way that does not make them less happy.
But there's still so much to explore. Has Spotify changed the way artists make music? Have we lost the ability to focus? Are we destined to end up trapped in Mark Zuckerberg's metaverse? What the hell is Twitch? So Offline is here to stay. Starting on March 6th, you'll be able to subscribe to Offline on its very own feed, where we'll be digging deeper into all the ways the internet is affecting how we live, work, and interact with one another. Find Offline with me, Jon Favreau, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I could just spend 15 minutes just people watching. And so I did, and I people watched, and every single person was on their phone. Freaking their phone. And so I went, fuck it, I'll do the same thing.